Good morning. It's Sunday, August 19th, and we are at the Indian Springs at the Scuppernong Springs Nature Trail with Tracy Hames, the Executive Director of the Wisconsin Wetlands Association. And Tracy, we're thrilled to have you here today and really appreciate your being here. Why don't you take a few minutes and introduce yourself and give us your educational background and what you've been doing for the last 20-some years.
Thanks. Yeah, I'm really excited to be out here. I'm learning a lot. It's the first time I've been to this area. I'm really impressed with the amount of volunteer work and the good work that's being done restoring the habitats here. This is a great effort and very, very committed volunteers. Very exciting to see this level of involvement. I've been on the job here with Wisconsin Wetlands Association now since about last Thanksgiving of 2012, or 2011 Thanksgiving, and grew up in St. Paul, went to school at McAllister College in St. Paul, did my grad work in Stevens Point, University of Wisconsin, and then immediately moved out west. I've been working as a waterfowl biologist for an Indian tribe out there, the Yakima Nation, doing a tens of thousands of acres of wetland restoration and management in very agricultural-based area on the east side of the Cascade Mountains. So, real exciting work. I'm a flatlander, Midwesterner, and always wanted to get back. So, after 22 years, I decided to come back home, and here I am in Wisconsin, now spending the next few years rediscovering Wisconsin. And so, I really appreciate getting out to a place like this to learn about what's going on in different parts of the state. We've had some really interesting discussions today looking at the approach folks here are taking towards restoration and really seem to be taking the approach that I promote oftentimes, and that's really do your homework first. Think about how the area was formed, you know, post-glacial times. How did the glaciation form the landscape? What's happening with the hydrology since then? And looking at what were the plant communities? What did the place look like? How did it function historically? And then the second step, looking at that, saying what has happened in the last couple hundred years to alter the conditions that existed there historically? And when you identify those two things, then you can say, all right, what can we do to try and bring back some semblance of what existed here historically, especially with the water, in a modern context. So we've been going around talking about different ways of restoring different areas of this property, and very exciting stuff. They've been removing a lot of the exotic watercress and opening up many of the springs that feed into this area here. Just incredibly exciting stuff being done with volunteer labor, people very committed and really taking ownership of this area here. And that's something that Wisconsin Wetlands Association is really trying to promote right now. Getting communities, getting watersheds, getting lake associations, getting the people interested in the wetlands and the wild areas in their region and involved in the restoration, protection, and management of these areas into the future. And when we can do this, get the community involved, that's when we can do cost-effective work and work that will persist for generations, and won't just end when certain individuals move away or pass on. So really installing the mentality and the mindset of protecting our areas in our watersheds is really important from a community level. So that's something that I think is happening here, and I'm really excited to see where this is going to go in the next 3 to 5, 10 years. I think this is going to be an exciting model for work that can be done throughout the state.
Tracy, what is unique about the Wisconsin Wetlands Association? You mentioned that there might be one of the few statewide organizations that's doing what they're doing.
We are the first statewide association dealing just with wetland issues. Since then, there's been a couple other states that now have wetlands associations. We were established in 1969. With some specific issues around the city of Madison in Dane County, and really didn't get our first paid staff until I think the late 90s, early 2000s. We now have a staff of 6 individuals doing different works. We have a policy director, outreach director, membership director, and we're working a lot now, really emphasizing trying to get out into the state, trying to really determine, since I've been hired on here, especially, what is our model going to be to help communities, help people throughout the state protect and restore and manage their wetlands. We're working a lot with local governments now and counties. We have a science conference every year that we do that really gets the people together to look at the different techniques that are being developed for cost-effective restoration and management. A lot of different activities going on right now. And we're looking to move forward and develop a model to get us integrated into the communities, working with the people and starting this stuff at the bottom up. Big part of our emphasis in the future. So what we'd like to see is a future where the wetland resources are not looked upon as waste areas, but looked upon as not only beautiful natural areas, but also areas that are very important for the health of the community and the watersheds throughout the state. And so it's really exciting times working here, and I'm happy to be a part of it.
Are there, we know that there are mining, there's farming, there's urban or suburban development. Can you talk a little bit about each of those aspects and how they affect the wetlands and what the Wisconsin Wetlands Association is doing in those regards?
So once again, that's another big part of, this is a very diverse state. We've got, if you just get in a car and drive from Ashland down to Janesville, you will see a very different landscape and an evolving landscape as you move south, as you go to the Great Lakes. I mean, incredibly diverse array of wetland conditions and landscape conditions around here. A lot of agriculture, a lot of forestry going on, development in certain areas, Great Lakes issues, very, very diverse. So that's why, another reason we're emphasizing getting out into the communities and helping communities understand what their problems are, what they need to do to address the issues, because the issues are very different from one end to the other. Agricultural issues are different than issues in the North Woods, different than issues along the Great Lakes. So there's no recipe book for how you do wetlands work. You have to understand the conditions there, what the challenges are, depending on the land uses and the landscape and the communities, and then what can be done and how we can get it done in a cost-effective means. So that's the exciting thing about it. I'm going to be spending the next several years reacquainting myself with Wisconsin. It's been so much fun just even this summer getting all over the state and seeing the work that's being done, the challenges, and meeting all the great people here doing some of this work.
The Wisconsin Wetlands Association has an excellent website with a lot of great resources and material on it. Can you describe the Wetland Gems program?
So our website has a lot of information on it. It's a little bit antiquated. We're hoping to upgrade it here in the future. It looks like something that was developed in the 90s or early 2000s, because that's when it was. A few years ago, we developed a program, what we call the Wetland Gems of Wisconsin. And what that is what we wanted to do was create an outreach piece that highlighted some of the hundred of the best examples of different types of wetlands throughout the state. So it's not the 100 best wetlands by any means. It is examples spread out through different regions of the state of high-quality examples of the different types of wetlands in Wisconsin. In other words, we have some areas that are, tamarack bog areas. We have wet meadow situations. We have floodplain wetlands. And we have examples of high-quality locations of those types of wetlands. So anybody can use the GEMS book or website if they're in a certain region and they want to see good quality wetlands of different types of wetlands. They can get out and use that GEMS book. Almost all of them are on public land, and there are links to websites that talk about access and how to get there. And there's a little bit about what makes them important high-quality wetlands and what types of wetlands they are, what are the plant resources, what are the wildlife resources, and then some of the concerns and some of the threats that we think may be imposing on some of these areas here. So we encourage everybody to get out, grab a GEMS book or look on the website, and go explore the wetlands in your region. The more you learn about them, the more excited you'll get, and you'll want to start taking part in protecting and restoring these areas.
Can you describe some of the, pick a few success stories where the Wisconsin Wetland Association has partnered with some entity and come up with a good outcome?
So we're really excited about a lot of the things that we're doing right now. Just you know, an example of things that are happening right now is a lot of the work we're doing with the county zoning and planning departments throughout the state. We're getting out, meeting with them, looking at the zoning, looking at the way they're dealing with wetlands in their areas, and finding out what their needs are. And we're finding out a huge thirst for wetland knowledge throughout these people. They want to do good work in their counties, in their regions for wetlands, but they don't know what a wetland is half the time. They don't know if they go out to a site, is it a high-quality wetland? Is it poor-quality wetland? So we're actually going out now and training some of these local government individuals on just basic wetlands 101 kind of work. Is it a wetland? What's a good quality? What are the threats? How do we tell? What do we use? How are wetlands important to you know, the watershed management? On and on. And so it's a first step into really beginning to integrate into the state and into the communities here. So that's a real success right now. That'll be ongoing for many years. We're working now to reach out into lake associations, the woodland owners, a lot of the land trusts across the state, a lot of private individuals trying to get out and understand the needs so we can develop programs that will help assist people. We want to help people to do better wetlands work. And that's a big goal of what we're going to be doing in the future. So very exciting times.
Can you describe a little bit that the science conference you mentioned? It sounds very interesting.
So every February we have our science conference. It's the only statewide wetlands science conference that I know of in the nation. Last year we had our conference in Lake Geneva, and 350 individuals came for the three-day event. We have some tours along with it. But it's a unique situation because it's all the local people, all the statewide people getting together at one location once a year, and the ability for people to exchange information, catch up with different techniques, and just, you know, reacquaint with friends and colleagues. Really exciting. I went, you know, to the Lake Geneva one. I was new on the job then. I met so many new people. It was so fun. I can't remember half the people's names. I'll have to meet them again next year. But it's a very unique opportunity for anybody working with wetlands or interested in wetlands to come out and really be amongst all the people in the state that are doing wetlands work, and quite a diverse array of folks. And this is Wisconsin, you know, coming back from out west, seeing the number of wetland professionals actively working to restore and protect the resources here is so refreshing, because in arid areas of the west, there's obviously a lot fewer of those people around. And so the amount of knowledge here and experience in this state is just staggering. So come to the conference, get to know people. A lot of times the struggles that we're having, someone's already dealt with those struggles, and you can learn how different people have addressed different problems. So come on out.
Tracy, talk about the financial aspects of the Wisconsin Wetlands Association. Do you participate in writing grants? Do you participate in directing funds at certain projects? Would you play a role in that regard?
So at this point, we're not involved necessarily on the ground projects. A lot of other organizations are doing that. We're a 501c3 nonprofit organization that is membership driven. So we have members throughout the state that a big part of our funding source comes from member donations, member contributions. So we really rely on that. We're going to be reaching out into the state, you know, and try and increase our membership. Right now we've got about between 1,400 and 1,500 members, a lot of them in the Dane County area. So we're hoping to extend our influence and gain more members throughout the area. We do also receive funding from different foundations. We have some government grants we're working on. And most of our work is promoting the protection, restoration, and enjoyment of wetland resources of Wisconsin. That's our mission, is the protection and enjoyment and restoration of wetlands and associated ecosystems in the state. So not necessarily involved in the actual on-the-ground work, but working to get people to do better wetlands work and connecting people with the resources and the knowledge that they need to do the work.
That's excellent. And so you're a field guy. You like to be out playing in the mud and playing in the water. Do you envision yourself this? How does this new job? Are you going to still have time to go play in the mud, Tracy?
This is a big cultural shift for me. I've been a big part of my job has been on the ground restoration and management. I'm an old duck guy, managing waterfowl and that. So yeah, it's a big change for me to be in an office two blocks from the Capitol in Madison, in what I consider the big city. I feel strongly that anybody working to protect a resource has to frequently interact with the resource. So it's a big part of my goal now in this position to not only for myself but our staff to be out frequently throughout the state, out in the wetlands, interacting with the people doing the work, learning what's going on, how what's working, what isn't working, encouraging people to do, you know, more and better work on the wetlands. So yeah, it's going to be critical that we get out and get into the communities, move out throughout the state of Wisconsin to establish not only our own knowledge and what we can help, but also our credibility. So we're not coming into communities just from these people that sit in an office in Madison. We're out developing our contacts, helping communities organize themselves to do more and better wetlands work. So that's the exciting thing about it. And I have to be in wetlands. I have to. It's part of my nature. I'm not going to be able to live my life sitting in an office all the time. So here we are. We're out in the mud right now and very much enjoying ourselves.
Well, thank you, Tracy. It's been a real pleasure to have you with us today, and I just thoroughly enjoyed it. Any final words you'd like to give us? And it was a pleasure meeting
you.
Yeah,
I want to thank you for having me out here. Thank you for spending, you know, most of your Sunday bringing me out to Scuppernong. Is that how it's pronounced?
The Scuppernong Springs.
Scuppernong Springs area. I've learned a lot. I've met some wonderful people doing some wonderful work, and they're all volunteers. So thank you so much for having me out here on this beautiful day in this beautiful area. And keep up the good work here. Anything we can do to help, we're here for you.
Excellent. Thank you, Tracy. It was great.